Later today, we get the highly anticipated Fed decision. Today's decision will be getting that much more attention given the fact that there is so much uncertainty around what the Fed will actually do. Several weeks back, a 25 basis point cut was the clear expectation. But in recent days, things have changed quite a bit, and the market is now looking for a bigger 50 basis point cut as the Fed sets out on this renewed easing path. Odds for a 50 basis point cut have risen to 65% in recent sessions. The resulting price action has seen broad-based U.S. dollar weakness and fresh record highs in U.S. equities. Investors are betting the U.S. economy is still in good enough shape that a soft landing is on the table, and this in conjunction with more significant accommodative investor-friendly gesture of 50 basis points is the perfect recipe for continued risk-on flow. Of course, with pricing moving so much towards the expectation for a 50 basis point cut later today, we worry the balance of risk leans back towards dollar demand and profit-taking in U.S. equities, at least in the immediate aftermath. And certainly, it feels like it will now be difficult for the Fed to sound even more dovish and at the same time reassuring about the U.S. economy than what is already expected. We don't believe a 25 basis point rate cut is necessarily a terrible thing for markets. While there could be an initial intense recovery in the U.S. dollar and sell-off in stocks on this headline, if such a move is accompanied by reassurances about the outlook for the U.S. economy and a commitment for more rate cuts ahead, it could actually work to the market's favor as the 25 basis point cut alone sends a message the U.S. economy is in better shape, not in need of a more aggressive 50 basis point cut. On balance, we view the worst scenario for the market as a 50 basis point rate cut accompanied by a communication ringing with concerns about a hard landing in the U.S. economy. And again, if the Fed goes ahead with a 25 basis point cut, we believe any initial risk off flow will be quickly swallowed up as the market ultimately feels more reassured about a soft landing and gets excited about more rate cuts ahead. Our biggest concern going forward is the return of inflation as the Fed initiates a more consistent easing path in the months ahead. This could pose a threat to the outlook if the Fed no longer has the luxury of cutting rates because it needs to be more worried about inflation risk. But at the moment, this doesn't appear to be a major concern, which should leave investors walking away from today's decision with a good feeling, even if we see a 25 basis point cut and an initial shakeout. That's all for now.